This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in Islam Net from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? I came across a video of Joe Rogan speaking about the case of Andrew Tate and his detention, his continued detention in prison. Let's take a look at the video and respond in kind.
I know a lot of what he does is theater, right? A lot of what he does is very like satire. He plays the role of this boastful misogynist who smokes cigars and drives Lamborghinis, and that's his thing. And because of that, he's amassed an amazing amount of money. And he's done it by doing this character, this online persona, but then also says very wise things. He says ridiculous shit, but also says really interesting things. He's a very smart guy. If you listen to him being interviewed by Patrick Bet-David, Patrick Bet-David interviewed him after he got canceled off of all social media. And Patrick is fantastic. He's really good at letting people talk and talking to everybody. And Patrick is so wealthy and so successful outside of the world of podcasting that he only does it because he's interested in it. And so he's the perfect guy to handle that because he does not afraid of talk to anybody. He'll talk to anybody. And so he had him on for a long form conversation. They talk for hours and you get to see this is a very intelligent and calculated guy. You might not agree with his message. You might not agree with all the misogynist stuff. You might not agree with, and I don't agree with it. You might not agree with all the crazy antics, but you cannot deny that that's been incredibly successful because it resonates with a lot of young men who don't feel represented in the media. And they see this guy and it looks like fun. Do they agree with what he's saying? That doesn't mean they agree with it. They think it's fun. It's like pro wrestling. He's like a bad guy in pro wrestling. He's a heel. He's smoking cigars with his Lamborghinis.
Now, I think some of what he said there is actually quite on the mark. For example, mentioning that it's a theatrical performance of some sorts. He's got like almost a WWE character that he brings out for the masses. And that's something which he's put on the record. And if it wasn't for that WWE character, he wouldn't have been able to amass the following that he's amassed, rise to prominence in such an exponential way as he has risen to prominence, as well as become a role model for many young people, for better or for worse. And of course, we would say, now there's so many positive and virtuous things that does come from following someone like Andrew Tate. But there's an elephant in the room, which I don't think we are discussing here, which is his conversion to Islam. Now, many of you would have known that some months ago I had a conversation with him. I had an entire podcast and he detailed in sophisticated depth his conversion to Islam in an hour and a half podcast face to face. Now, is there a connection? The question is, between his conversion to Islam and his continued detention in a prison in Romania, a country who he used to give money to the church of, and he was on the record as giving money to the church of. Is there some kind of a connection? Well, the least we can say about this is that this has become a human rights issue. If there is no clear-cut evidence that the Romanian government, or that the Romanian authorities, I should say, or other authorities have about his guilt, at least according to some evidentiary bar somewhere, then why is he remaining in prison for such a long time? Where are the Amnesty Internationals? Where are the human rights activists? Because quite frankly, this is clearly a human rights issue now. Is it the case, and this is a question I put to the public, is it the case that the mere allegation of a man without the substantiating of clear evidences that can become public in such an important high-profile case as this is enough to detain a man for so long in a prison cell where his physical and facial appearance is changing by the day and the week, and that we're seeing him coming in and out of vans, prison vans and so on, and that this is affecting his family and his friends and having an impact on his connections? Is this actually within the scope of human rights? Is this not a human rights issue according to you guys now? The definition of human rights and so on. Because if it isn't, then I want to know what would be classified as a human rights issue. The thing is, detaining somebody without charging them, without bringing them to justice for this long, is something which really, quite frankly, is disturbing to say the least on anyone's standard. Now, of course, many will say, well, look, you guys, your guy here, Andrew Tate, who has become a Muslim, has become a Muslim, and after that, what's happened is misfortune followed him. So becoming Muslim means misfortune follows you. People have been making these kinds of comments, and I want to say something. Sometimes bad things are good for you. Andrew Tate is a very resilient and strong personality. We know this. And we think that this could be a good thing for him in a spiritual way. Why? Because actually, he's free from the distractions of the world. He's being tested by his Lord. He's alone with the Quran. And even one of the things that was put out from his Twitter was that, you know, Ibn Taymiyyah's famous quotation where he was saying that, what can you do to me? What can you do to me? If you put me in prison, then I'm alone with my Lord. If you kill me, you martyr me. And if you torture me, you alleviate me from my sins. There's nothing you can do to a man who believes in the religion of Islam. There's nothing you can do because it's a win-win situation all round. And God has warned us, set our expectations. Where in the Quran, for example, it states that وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعَ وَنَقَصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That we will certainly try you, test you, with something of hunger and fear and loss of provisions and investments. So give glad tidings to those who are patient. The ones who, when they are given the glad tidings, say that to God we belong and to Him we shall return. Allah states for us in the Quran that هو الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. That He is the one who has created life and death, so He can test of you who is best in deeds. So this is something which is a test. It's a test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Andrew Tate. And we hope and we pray that a man with his resilience and his mental fortitude will not succumb to the matrix, and that he will not be bent, his knee will not be bent to those individuals who, many of which I'm sure, want him to leave the religion of Islam, want him to submit to the matrix, his understanding of the new world order. And so I say in conclusion that there's no beating him from that perspective. But I also say to those forces who are those forces who speak of human rights and so on, that it's time, it's high time for you to be consistent and to ask for at least a conclusion to be made about his case. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.